Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday. Welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest business leaders around the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin, your host. And my fearless co-host is away this week, Angel Nowlin, on business. So she is being missed already. We miss you, Angel. So we will be doing the show solo today without Angel. But first, I want to start out by giving a shout out to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint Mall of Georgia, located at 3320 Buford Drive in Buford, for bringing these wonderful, delicious pizzas. Everybody is loving them out here. Be sure to like their Facebook, Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint Mall of Georgia. They also do catering, birthday parties. They do it all. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's.
And the great thing is I get to enjoy the Uncle Matteo's pizza while you guys are all talking because I'm just producing the show for you.
That's right. So we have a terrific show for you today. Our guests in the studio include Teresa Blair, CEO of Blair Enhancements. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
We also have Pastor David Graham from Greater True Life Ministries. Good morning, Pastor David.
Good morning to you, too.
And we also have Angeline and Shawnee Litoa. These ladies are managers for Isagenics.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good morning, everyone.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Let's begin with Teresa. Teresa, so how long have you been in the dental field?
I've actually been in the dental field for 35 years. And I've been in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, and pediatrics. An array of experiences through all of those years. I worked for my first dentist for 14 years, and most recently, from 2003 until 2011, I was the practice administrator of a large pediatric dental practice where we employed 25 pediatric specialty dentists and 125 employees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what types of services specifically would you offer to these pediatric practices?
We offer everything from recruitment to marketing and advertising, infrastructure and systems on how to enhance their practice, whether it be a startup practice or an established practice, if they want to add associates, team building, development, and skills, communication skills, just kind of anything that the practice needs. It's kind of an individual solution per practice because not every practice is the same.
Almost like a custom solution that you offer.
Exactly. Pretty similar to when you go to the dentist, your needs are different than the patient next to you. So every dental office is unique as well. So one solution doesn't work for everyone. So go in and just do an exam of the practice like the dentist would do for you and then come up with their treatment plan for what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you had mentioned several different services. Do you get into any of the financials as well or
yes.
The operational side of the business?
Operational side, overhead, and making sure that their expenses are within the benchmarks for the industry so that they're spending the right amount of money on salaries, supplies, marketing, advertising, overhead, completely go over all that.
We just had a guest on last week. They were a business coach, and they helped small businesses, very similar to what you're doing. And one of the biggest problems that small businesses have is not being able to get their head around the financial and the marketing. They say that's the biggest two problems that small businesses have. Have you found that with your dental
Absolutely.
Clients as well?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. The financial piece of it is not something that they teach in dental school. So there is a need for those of us who focus on that to come in and help them. Most of the dentists I work for, they want to be the dentist. They don't want to do all the business-related stuff. And a lot of it has to do with building the right team for them so that they have that support inside as well as outside support, you know, from a source as my company.
Mm-hmm. Well, those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. We are speaking to Teresa Blair at Blair Practices Enhancements. So, Teresa, how far is your reach? Do you cover the entire state of Georgia? Do you just cover the Atlanta Metro? How far are you willing to go to service clients?
Well, I'm open to going anywhere in the Southeast. I used to have a position where I actually, when computers first came into the dental industry back in the early 90s, and I covered the Southeast. So I'm familiar with that, know a lot of dentists in the area. And that includes Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, Northern Florida, and of course, all of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So somebody that's listening right now that might be or know somebody that might be in need of your services, what type of expert advice could you give somebody?
Well, I always give an initial complimentary consultation. So, you know, I think they need to look at what their top five concerns are and their top five priorities and start there. You know, don't try to fix the entire practice at one time. Focus in on the top five. And then as you get through that, you'll see that you're progressing and that you are able to achieve other goals.
Okay, that's great. What is a practice analysis?
A practice analysis is where we go in and we run reports and check the patient retention, the new patients that are coming into the practice, the treatment acceptance for treatment plans that are presented to the patients. I interview the team members individually. My focus is on creating a great team for the practice so that the doctor can have all he needs at his disposal on a daily basis. So we do a complete evaluation of outstanding claims from insurances, how they're processed, how scheduling is, how we can enhance the new patient experience at their first appointment, how you can maintain your patients to return for their 6-month checkups and continue to be an active patient in your practice.
I know a lot of my clients right now are going through a lot of turmoil with the Obamacare. Has that affected you or any of your clients?
Not yet. It hasn't affected dentistry yet, and it's hard to say, but I'm sure at some point it will come down. But mm-hmm. You just got to be resilient and look for, you know, when things change, you kind of have to change with it and find the next way to make something happen. So
what are some of the most important things that that you specifically do for your clients?
Well, of course, I want to help them increase their profit.
Right.
And that is achieved through increased production and also through team development, because in dentistry, it's really about relationship building. You know, there's a lot of dentists in the world, so what makes you stand out is your team. Increased referrals from patients and from colleagues and specialists, because you have a great reputation, and also just to increase the doctor's satisfaction so that they enjoy going to work, lower their stress level, and, you know, make it more of a team effort and not just all the pressure on the doctor's shoulders.
Right. And I know there's a lot of employees that are involved in a dental practice. Do you get involved with any of the HR?
Yes, I will help direct the HR if that's the need that they have.
Sure.
And help them with recruitment and help them to train their teams to be the best that they can be and keep them motivated and incentivized.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Miss Teresa Blair from Blair Practice Enhancements. So Teresa, let me ask you this. How can a dental practice stand out from the crowd of dentists that are out there? It just seems like they're on every corner nowadays. What do you suggest to your clients on how they can stand out?
Well, the number one thing, they can. Every competitor can duplicate most everything in your practice. They can have the same software, the same digital equipment, the same beautiful office, but what they can't duplicate is the team that you have and the relationship that you build with your patients. And so that's really hard to duplicate. That, you know, it's just like you can go buy a camera at any store, or you can go to one of the better stores and you get a better experience. So I think it's all about not being able to duplicate your team. And that's unique to your practice.
Mm-hmm. And because I have clients that are in the field that you're in, and you know, a lot of the marketing now, a lot of the marketing that they are investing in is more on the digital side. Do you suggest that to your clients?
Absolutely. I believe that we need to stay on the leading edge of the marketing, but it's also on a, you know, a personal and referral basis. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, for a pediatric dentist, I would encourage them, of course, to have Facebook and Twitter and their websites, and to make sure that those are updated regularly. Mm-hmm. Also, I would recommend to them that they create a relationship with pediatricians, because pediatricians and pediatric dentists are the kind of the equal, you know. So
they work hand in hand.
They do. You take your child to a pediatrician, you should take them to a pediatric dentist. So the pediatrician would be a great referral source for the pediatric dentist. For a cosmetic dentist, you may want to partner them up with referrals from cosmetic surgeons and plastic surgeons and people who are all thinking along the same lines. So
makes a lot of sense.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
So what are your recommendations? Well, we had talked about the marketing. Mm-hmm. What are some of the revenue enhancement solutions that the company offers?
Well, we believe in training for excellence, and that means the team and the doctor, because a lot of times the doctor needs the help with his leadership skills as well, or hers. Marketing wisely and monitoring your marketing efforts so that you can see what your return on your investment is, mm-hmm. and not, you know, just blindly marketing all over the place. And to have a strategic plan for marketing for the first quarter of the year and see how you do it before you proceed. Scheduling efficiently reduces the stress for the team, the doctor, and absolutely makes the patient happy when they're not waiting excessively, because everyone's busy. They have places to be and things to do as well. And when the doctor's running behind, that's stressful for him and the team.
Absolutely.
Or her and the team. So we want to make sure we schedule efficiently. Improve the hygienist productivity, making sure that we educate patients about the importance of, you know, seeing the dentist, because not in our age group, we probably don't have a lot of cavities, but we have a lot of periodontal disease, and it's very important because it's kind of painless until it's a big problem. So making sure that's monitored.
It's really scary as a parent, you know, to bring your child to the dentist, you know, in general. I was nervous. I was more scared than my son the first time I took him to the dentist. And then you hear these horror stories. I don't know if you heard it on the news in Hawaii.
Yes.
This poor little three-year-old went to a dentist for a root canal and never woke up from the anesthesia.
Right.
You know, what are some of the things that you suggest to your clients that will help parents, you know, become more at ease by bringing your child into the
Well, first practice. Of all, try not to transfer that fear to your child.
Right.
I mean, because the children today have the benefit of a pediatric dentist. And the pediatric dentists are specifically trained an additional 2 to 3 years after dental school specifically to work with children. So make sure that you see a specialist, first of all, so that the child's in an environment that makes them feel comfortable. They're highly trained, and if you're going to have sedation or hospital treatment, which a lot of times that is needed, make sure it's at a reputable hospital, or if it's sedation in the office, that, you know, they're certified for that. And if it's IV sedation, that it's a MD anesthesiologist that's preparing to give the sedation. Mm-hmm. And get to know your doctor. You know, they should want you to feel comfortable. Once you establish that level of trust with the parents, it makes a big difference in their overall experience.
Right. Well, Teresa, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. for the people that are listening out there, what is the best way, doctors, dentists that are looking to maybe hire a consultant like yourself, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just reach out to me by email to my email at Teresa@BlairPractice.com, or my website is BlairPractice.com, www.BlairPractice.com.
Well, perfect. Again, thank you, Teresa, for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Our next guest is Pastor David Graham at Greater True Life Ministries. Pastor David, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your congregation.
I would say our congregation is a nice mixture. We have people who have come that are first time, and then we have those that have been in church before when they was younger, slid away, kind of took a time off, and then they got older and decided to come back. And then we have those that I call have experienced what I call church hurt, and that simply means that they was fellowshipping at a church, something devastating happened, and it either allowed them to walk away or challenge their faith. So we have that mixture with us. And I think it's a good mixture because it lets them know that they can come and that they're not alone and that they can overcome that experience.
Now, me, I'm Catholic, born and raised. Do you welcome all different types of religions to your church, or is it one specific?
No, everybody's invited. There's only one message, and so it's open to the entire world.
Wonderful. So what's your emphasis?
I believe my emphasis is to get everybody involved in the Word of God. And I think the other thing that I like about it, my emphasis is also to let people know that they can come and actually enjoy and have fun in church. It's kind of like we didn't took the fun out of it.
Right.
So it's like you can come and you can have fun, and the best way of learning is when you're having fun.
Now, do you welcome children as well, or do you have any programs for children at this time?
Not at this time because we're fairly new.
Sure.
So we have a few children there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking to Pastor David Graham at Greater True Life Ministries. Since the Bible has been around for thousands and thousands of years, how is your teachings in 2014 different from our forefathers?
Oh, that's a good question. I remember when I was growing up, and the way I always heard about God, it was like, you know, made me feel kind of scary, like, ooh, God. And so I think in these times that we live in, that my approach to that is to say, if Jesus Christ was here today and walking, he would be a very cool person to hang around.
Right.
Yes, he would.
That's nice. So what's your favorite scripture?
I would say that my favorite scripture would be John 3:16. I would say that.
Could you
elaborate on that?
Sure.
Oh, sure, I will. I believe it's probably one of the greatest invitation given by anyone to everybody.
Wonderful.
And I simply say that because those that are listening, if I can elaborate on it a little bit, I simply want to say to those that are listening, regardless of where you're at in your life and what you've done, I simply want to let you know that God is not mad at you. He really loves you.
And it seems these days a lot of people just need inspiration. I tune in a lot. Actually, I used to live once upon a time in Houston, Texas, and I used to go every weekend to the church right there in Lakewood. And I was, it was almost overwhelming. There were so many people there. But, you know, the reason why I enjoyed going to that church is because of the inspiration. And people feed off that.
Correct.
So do you find that a lot of people need that inspiration now more than ever?
I would say so. I mean, the position that I'm in, it's almost like being a social worker, so to speak. And the things that people are going through in their lives, I think it's just critical for those of us who have decided to step into this position to recognize different things that are going on in people's lives. A lot of things you don't know what's going on with them because most people really don't talk about them. But you know, by the time you get them in the church and you're speaking on something, a light goes off in their head, and before you know it, when church is out, they come up and ask you a question.
Yeah, and it seems like it's all about the messages that are received, and you know, it hits people in different ways. What are some of the messages that you give in your church?
Right off the top of my head, I remember talking about probably, you know, releasing yourself from people that are very negative.
That's funny. Joel Osteen just talked about that a couple of weeks ago when I was tuning in.
Yes.
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem. If I can use the word, and I just kind of mean it like I said, you know, some people do silly and stupid things. And it, you know, depends on who you hang out with. A lot of times your outlook determines what are you going to be faced with and how you're going to handle those things. So you try to get people into a positive situation, people that think positive, try to stay away from people that think negative, because there's a lot of negativity in this world already without hanging around with it.
That's right. I said one of my New Year's resolutions was going to be sticking around positive people, places, and things.
Exactly.
No stinking thinking.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to have to use that as a T-shirt.
I tell my mom that sometimes because she could get, you know, she once in a while, you know, she gets a little negative. I said, Mom, you've got to stop, you know, because it'll eat you up.
Positive thinking is a very powerful tool.
I agree.
Very powerful tool.
Absolutely. So what made you get into this line of work and helping people?
Well, actually, I never intended to do this, you know, to start with. I just say it's a simple of a calling from God. That, you know, you have to have that heart for people. And if you don't have that heart for people, then you never will succeed in this, because people forget, as pastor, I have, you know, problems and situations of my own, and a lot of times you have to tune those out to actually get into somebody else's life. I really found out a long time ago that social workers and people that are in the field of helping people actually make less money than those that are doing skillful work. So when you think about that, a person can go actually into a field of being a painter or a plumber or drywall hanger, they can make more money than it would take to sit down and direct some child's life. Isn't that very interesting?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's unfortunate. My brother is a school teacher that helps disabled children in Florida. And, you know, he's just right out of the gate, first, second year now, being a teacher. And, you know, his salary is, you know, half of what I believe it should be.
Yes, it's definitely not about the money. That's for sure.
Yeah, and he says he doesn't do it for the money.
Exactly.
He does it because he really wants to help children.
Yes.
And that's the same thing, I believe, along the lines of police officers, firemen, anybody that's, you know, in that giving back.
Absolutely correct.
So what are the differences between pastoring with a smaller congregation versus a larger congregation?
That's a good question. We just had a Brianna who moved from Florida here, and she just got hired as a teacher here in Atlanta. And we was talking about that. And I like what she said, because the school, when it's overpacked in the classroom, the teacher cannot give that personal contact with,
sure,
with each student as they do when it's a large classroom. And I feel that way still in the church, mm-hmm, that when you're smaller, you can take advantage of people knowing you, and you get a chance to know them, and you can make that personal contact, and you get to know them, you know, as individuals. So I think that's one of the bigger differences.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and we are speaking with Pastor David Graham, Greater True Life Ministries. So where are you pastoring now? Where is your location, or where are you physically located?
Actually, we're located in Conyers at the La Quinta Inn.
Okay.
That's where we're at right now.
Conyers. Now, do you have any plans to eventually get your own a space
of
in
course.
That area?
I believe every pastor like to have eventually have their own place. It was just a nice starting place for us at the present time.
Absolutely. So can you provide us with some examples of how you motivate, say, the younger generation?
Okay, well, younger generation, I have to be careful when you talk about younger generation in church because everybody's young in the church.
That's right.
So what I try to do is I try to encourage them, because when you look at it, you have young people that have stopped going to school. So you try to encourage them to get back in school. You have young mothers that had, you know, children really early and they're still young. And so they need to go back into school. And then they need to start thinking about what they want to do with their lives. As far as, I always tell them, you know, dare to dream, you know, dare to have a goal. And I see that it's paying off with some of the young people there. Shanquilla, she just got back into school for cosmetology. And one of our other members, Ty, just left to go to Tennessee State. So, you know, we try to promote them to let them know. One of my greatest emphasis, education, education, education. And so these are some of the things that I try to promote as pastor being there.
Wonderful. Now, how often do you all get together throughout the week?
We meet once a week.
Okay.
From like 10:30 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to give them all I have within that time period.
Now, have you always wanted to be a pastor, or have you done other things along the way?
Twofold question. I have not always wanted to be a pastor. Matter of fact, I never really thought about pastoring or preaching. You know, the truth of the matter is, you want to know the truth of the matter?
Sure
is? The
do.
Truth of the matter is that I thought I was going to be a comedian.
Really?
and I didn't do very well at that. But what was interesting about that is that I was able to take the funniness of trying to be a comedian and bring it into the church. Now, I don't tell jokes per se, but just that side of me, I think, makes it very interesting when people come into the church.
Yeah.
I think that's where the fun comes in. At.
I think that's one of the problems with the Catholic Church, you know, just being born and raised Catholic, and, you know, I'd just gone to church over the holidays, and, you know, they're a little dry.
Yes.
And that's an understatement. So I can certainly see, you know, how people can... they really just want somebody that they can relate to.
Yes, you know, this, exactly. Like from my other thing that I tried, funny as it may sound, is that every time there was a storm, you know, I would go get my camera and my camcorder and stuff like that, and I'd go outside, you know, and I guess I was kind of calling myself a semi-storm chaser. But it also played part in the ministry. And I say that because I meet people and they have storms in their lives. And so I'm able to still chase those kind of storms.
So when it's all said and done, what would you say your greatest accomplishment is?
I would say my greatest accomplishment is preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God to make sure that everybody really understands what God is saying. Because we try to make God complicated. Really, He's really simple. He really wants you to understand. And so if we can just put aside, you know, what we think and make things so complicated, for an example, when he says, I love the world so much that I gave my son, that's as simple as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor David, thanks again for coming on the show. For the people that are listening, what's the best way to get a hold of you if they wanted to come out and be a part of one of your sermons?
Yes, they can contact me at www.facebook.com, Greater True Life Ministry. And if they'd like to email me, they can email me at greatertruelife@gmail.com. If they have any questions or any concerns, they can contact me. I would love to talk to them.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks again, Pastor John, for being a part of the show today.
Oh, can I? I'm sorry. Can I give you one more?
Oh, sure. Because
I didn't give one.
Sure.
Yes.
Go for it.
They can call me also.
Okay.
And my number is 314-489-7975.
perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, David, Pastor David. Thanks again for joining the show. And our next guest, our last but not least, thank you for your patience, Miss Angeline and Shawnee Litoa. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So, isogenics. What is isogenics? Tell the audience.
Isogenics is a health and wellness company that was created in 2002, co-founded by the Coover family and John Anderson. And they really focus on helping people both with their financial problems and their health problems.
Oh, okay. So when you say financial problems, how does that work?
Well, isogenics helps people turn their household expenses into an income. So they show them how to redirect the money they're already spending on their food and spend it on the isogenics products instead. And then once they take the products, they feel better, they want to tell people about it. The more they share, the more they're compensated by the company, and they can eventually make an income from that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what is the vision of isogenics?
Isogenics' vision is to impact world health and free people from physical and financial pain, and in the process, create the largest health and wellness company in the world.
Mm-hmm. So how did you all get involved in isogenics?
I joined isogenics because I like the products. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to them by my mother, Angeline, about 10 months ago. And when I first found out about them, I was in college. I was waking up, you know, early in the morning, running to the bus, didn't always have time for a nice breakfast. You know, sometimes I have to go to professors during lunch, or I'm studying, I might not be eating. So it's really good that they provide meal replacement shakes. They have bars, so I can make one of those on the go. I can eat while I'm with a professor. It's a good way to get a healthy, nutritious meal quickly and easily instead of possibly foregoing eating.
Okay, so it sounds like isogenics is a somewhat of a health food supplement that comes in various products.
Correct.
Okay. So you do shakes and health food bars. Do you have any actual supplements and things like that, vitamins? And
yes, we do. We have our Aegis Essentials Daily Pack, which we have you take in the morning and evening. They're prepackaged for both men and women. So it's an easy way to know exactly what you're supposed to be taking. You don't have to, you know, pick a little from here and a little from there. And am I getting the right amount? It's all done for you. It's exactly what you need and you're ready to go.
What would be the top three reasons why somebody would want to purchase isogenics?
The top three reasons are that we are a no-compromise company, that there's no, well, we were trying to save a little money, so we're going to cut down on the quality a little bit. They don't care. They are going to use the highest quality that they can possibly get. The products are not dangerous. They're completely safe. They taste good, which is very nice because, you know, some of those shakes and things out there, they are not that good. That is not chocolate.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fillers and things like that in them that might not be so good for you.
Exactly. The protein that we put in our shakes actually comes from the happy cows in New Zealand. So they're even
happy
higher.
Happy cows. Yes. There's happy cows out there?
Yes. They are. They don't live here.
That's funny.
Yes, but they come from New Zealand, so it's even higher quality than the organic that you would get here. So it's really the best protein in the world.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys are really high-level health supplements. And I know nowadays, just over the holidays, I mean, I'm on a detox myself. So do you offer detoxification, things like that?
Yes, we do. We offer two different ones. We offer a 9-day cleanse and a 30-day cleanse. I personally did the 9-day cleanse. I was so pleased with it. I lost 6 pounds. I did not think I had anything to lose. All of a sudden, I'm on the scale. What? Yes. And I put on my jeans. They were tight. Now I'm like, I have room. I need a belt. They're loose. This is great. And then we also have a 30-day cleanse for people who are really looking for significant weight loss. We've had people who've lost 100, 200, 300 pounds on our product. So that would be their starting point.
Oh, wow. Well, those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Shawnee and Angeline Litoa from isogenics. So tell us, why should people give isogenics a shot? You know, I mean, there's so many different companies out there that are selling these supplements and things like that. And you're almost bombarded between the TV and the radio and the magazine advertising. What separates you guys?
As I said before, it's really our no-compromise products. They have put millions of dollars into the research of these products to give you the highest level of nutrition. And they're created as a system. So it's not just the vitamins. It's not just the shakes. You eat them in conjunction with each other, and you're really getting the nutrients and everything that you need to live a healthier life.
So is Isagenix just for people that want to lose weight?
No, definitely not. Our product, Isagenix, is for people looking to improve their health, their wealth, or both, because we focus in four major areas: mm-hmm. weight loss, energy and performance, healthy aging, and wealth creation. So Isagenix is definitely about more than just losing weight. It's about whole body nutrition.
Oh, wow.
So our cleanse, it's like taking a shower on the inside. People put makeup, they do their hair, they get their nails done. But what's happening inside the body? A lot of people aren't cleaning out their systems. You're eating pesticides off your food, there's herbicides, there's the toxins you're breathing in from the air, those trucks, all that black smoke.
So true.
You're breathing that in.
It's so true. I'm actually doing a candida yeast cleanse right now to rid my body of all the yeast. People are like, what are you talking about? What is that? People don't realize. I mean, it's just like, you know, maintaining your vehicle or maintaining your home. Sometimes you just got to clean the pipes.
Exactly. And then once you cleanse your system, then you can actually absorb the good nutrition, because if you're putting good nutrition into maybe not so good a place, it's really not going to do you that much good.
Right. So how does Isagenix help people turn their expenses into income? Elaborate a little bit more on that side of the business.
So basically, people can join our company as an associate, and then once they start sharing the products, they're compensated. It's basically a thank you check from the company. Thank you for, you know, bringing us more business, sharing this with more people. And so the more people you tell about it, the more you're compensated. And then, you know, you can make a pretty good living because you feel good. You want to tell people, you know, hey, I'm sleeping better. You know, I'm less stressed out. I'm, you know, my days are going better. I feel good. I want you to feel good too. And because you never know, as the pastor said, you never know what's going on with people. They could be stressed out and they look happy every day and you have no idea, but you tell them about this and suddenly they're like, hey, I need that. Thank you so much for sharing this with me.
Yeah. Can I check it? Sure, Angeline, join in.
Okay. We are just like a combination of Costco and Amazon. With a Costco member, some of them may get 2% back after shopping with them. With us, using our products, we get 6% back.
And okay. So that's definitely an incentive to refer families and friends. And if you're on the product yourself, you know, why not, you know, get other people on the products if it's working and you believe in it?
Yes. And when I did the cleanse, the 9-day cleanse, before that, I had always been healthy, eating healthy and taking good supplements. And I thought those were the best. And I was on them for more than 8 years. Then when I did the cleanse, I've never felt that good in that first week because it was detox, getting rid of toxins.
That's right.
And then it was reducing my visceral fat, the fat that's surrounding my organs. And I felt, wow, this really works. And I said, thank God it does, because even though Isagenix compensate us well, very well, I would not recommend the products if it doesn't work.
Right.
So now we have good products and good way of making an income.
That's great. Yeah. So, yeah, if for those out there that have never done a detox, it's really life-changing. I mean, you feel so much better. And losing the weight is just the bonus part.
Correct.
I mean, you have energy, your skin. I mean, you feel so much more alive.
Yes.
So I highly recommend that for people that are that have never done a detox before. So what reasons, besides just trying to get healthy, what other reasons do other people join Isagenix?
Well, they join Isagenix for a variety of reasons. Some people just want to get the products at a wholesale cost. Other people are looking to share their products and, you know, either earn a full-time or part-time income. But really, it's about most people don't have the time to do what they want to do, when they want to do it. Maybe they have, you know, a great job, they're making a lot of money, and they never see their kids. They're never home. They don't get to go on vacation. They don't get to relax, but they have all this money, you know, that's not doing any good. Or people who have all the time in the world and, you know, can't put food on the table. So really, Isagenics is about giving them a way to earn money and have time to spend with their family, spend with their friends, and really live the life that they want to and get, you know, insanely healthy and wealthy at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Angeline and Shani Litoa from Isagenics. So tell us, how many millionaires are a part of Isagenics to date?
Well, as of January 2014, we have 101 millionaires. We had
Were they millionaires prior to Isagenics?
They are millionaires who have made $1 million within the company.
Wow.
So, yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And last year alone, we had 21 new documented millionaires. So that was a huge success for our company.
Wonderful. So you guys are obviously a reseller of these products.
Correct.
So give me some success stories from some of the people that you have personally have helped.
Well, one of our friends, and she's also in the business as well, she's been on the products for about a year now, and she's already released 71 pounds.
Wow.
Yes, she's very excited.
And how long?
About a year. Less than a year, yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and she, every time we see her, it's like it's a whole new person. She's lost more weight. She's wearing, you know, skinnier clothes. And she has about 30 more pounds to go, and she is very excited.
And she
about
probably
it.
Kisses you guys every time she sees
yes.
you, don't she?
Yes, because. Definitely. And then we have another client of ours who she did our 30-day, and in her first 9 days, she lost 8 pounds.
Wow.
So she was very happy, and she was telling us, you know, before she wasn't sleeping well, she, you know, get up, you know, every few hours, and now she is sleeping through the night right through her alarm. So she's just feeling good all over. It's not just about, you know, losing weight.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, the losing weight is the bonus, but, you know, now with the epidemic in this country with, you know, everyone's health, I mean, you're talking about diabetes 2, high cholesterol, heart disease. I mean, these are killers. Not only are they affecting the adults in the country, but now it's starting to affect the children. Do you guys have any children's supplements that you guys offer?
Yes, we have the
Yes. Well, the kids can also take the shakes. You maybe just give them, you know, half of the regular amount because they're little. Mm-hmm. But they can take the products. They're absolutely safe. And I believe we do also offer children's vitamins.
Oh, okay. Great. Yes. So tell us, for the people that are listening out there that might want to try some of your supplements or learn more about the income side of it, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact us would be on Facebook. So if you just go to facebook.com/Angeline910, that's Angeline910, you can either, you know, write on our wall, send us a message. You can learn about our company through the things that we put up.
One last question. If somebody wanted to start that, what's the starting package on something like this? If somebody wanted to just kickstart and get involved in it.
We have products that are a pack that sells as low as $132.
Oh, wow. And very affordable.
Yes. And it's a 7 days meal or up to $1,000 mm-hmm. for a business pack. Mm-hmm. And we can also show you how you can earn your products, free products.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. So, again, can you just tell the listeners out there your Facebook page and how to get a hold of you?
Sure. It's facebook.com/Angeline910, and you can either, you know, post on there or send us a message and we can talk to you privately.
Wonderful.
Or you can contact us on email.
Okay, what's your email?
Oh, my email is Shani Litoha, shanilitoha@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, Angeline and Shani, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate you guys coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And wanted to thank our other guest today, Miss Teresa Blair with Blair Practices. Thanks so much, Teresa, for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
And David Pastor David Graham, thanks again for coming out.
Pleasure to be here.
And if you missed any part of our show today, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, with Basica Marketing, your lead generator, helping businesses from data to doorstep. And wanted to thank you all again for tuning in, and have a great weekend.